Hello.
Hi, this is Nelson from New York Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed, and this survey is quick and confidential. What is your zip code?
What is my what?
What is your zip code?
1123.
Okay, and are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered? Yes, registered, not registered.
Registered.
Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
What is something else as male or female? Male.
I'm sorry?
Male. What is something else?
Okay. And what is the year of your birth?
1950-something. I don't know you. Why should I give you my information? Just call me and ask me my zip code. You can tell I'm male, but 1955. Okay.
Okay, and are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Excuse me?
No.
Okay. What is your race? Here are the options. White, black, or African American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Middle East.
Just to confirm, you said Middle Eastern? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Could you please repeat your choice? Could you please repeat it?
Middle Eastern.
Okay. Thank you. All right, moving on. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
College.
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Here are the options.
Trump.
Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump,
Trump,
the Republican, or someone else?
Donald Trump.
Okay. As you may know, there will be elections for President, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote?
Yes.
Are the chances 50-50?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And how motivated are you to vote in the 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated, and a 10 means you're extremely motivated?
10. You don't have to finish all your questions. You can ask me and I know what is that question. 10.
Well, actually, I am required, and for quality purposes, I must finish the entire question, just for quality purposes.
Yeah. Instead of 2 minutes, it's going to take 20 minutes. Go ahead.
Right. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. And 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
10.
Please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree?
Strongly agree. Can I give you some recommendation for the guy that put the survey together? It can be much faster.
Okay, I'm going as fast as I can. Now, regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matter to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. Protecting abortion rights.
Matters somehow.
And protecting LGBTQ rights?
Somehow.
Election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate?
That's wrong.
Excuse me?
Very much.
So the options are matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, does not matter at all.
Matters a lot.
And the last one, the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
Matters a lot.
All right. We know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, would you say protecting abortion rights, nothing will stop me, I want to vote and probably will, if it's convenient I will vote, I doubt I will vote, no change I will vote.
No change I will vote.
Next one, protecting LGBTQ rights, nothing will stop me, I want to vote and probably will, if it's convenient I will vote, I doubt I will vote, no chance I will vote.
No chance I will vote.
Alright, next one, election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate, nothing will stop me, I want to vote and probably will, if it's convenient I will vote. I doubt I will vote. No chance I will
Nothing
vote.
Will stop me.
And last one, the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. Nothing will stop me. I want to vote.
Nothing will stop me.
Okay. Right, moving on. I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, would you vote for the Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican
Donald Trump?
And Donald Trump? If the 2024 election for Congress was held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, a third party or independent candidate? Are you undecided or would you not vote?
Republican candidate.
Okay. If you knew that protecting abortion access was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you be to vote in the 2024 election? Are you much more motivated, somewhat more motivated, no chance, somewhat less motivated, much less motivated, will not vote?
No chance.
How much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot, some, not much, nothing at all?
Some.
Okay. Here's the text of Prop 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November, adds certain protections to the state Bill of Rights, adds anti-discrimination provisions to the state's constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts the protections against discrimination in New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves this protection out of the state constitution. If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
No. No.
Based on your read of this amendment, do you think this amendment would cure the options, provide protections on the basis of gender, prevent discrimination based on age, put protection for abortion into this constitution, put LGBT protections into the state constitution, give voting rights to immigrants, strengthen voting rights protections, strengthen protections for New York disabilities, and prohibit housing discrimination, remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions?
No.
Sorry?
I would want no.
Well, let me ask you again. Based on your read of this amendment, do you think this amendment would, and here are the choices, provide protection on the basis of gender, prevent discrimination based on age, put protection for abortion into the state constitution, put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution, give
abortion
rights to immigrants,
abortion and gay rights.
Okay. Now, knowing that this amendment would put protections for abortion into the state constitution, would you definitely vote yes, probably vote yes, probably vote no, or definitely vote no on this amendment, or are you undecided?
Definitely vote no.
Thank you. Compared to voting for president or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on Prop 1, which is an amendment that would protect abortion rights, and is that somewhat or much more or less motivated?
No sense.
The option. Right, and the options are much more motivated to vote on the amendment, somewhat more motivated to vote on the amendment, no difference, somewhat less motivated to vote on the amendment, much less motivated to vote on the amendment.
No change.
Well, you must select one of the options I just provided. Again, is compared to voting for president or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on Prop 1, which is an amendment that would protect the
Much less motivated.
Okay. Next, I am going to read you a series of statements. For each one, please tell me how much you agree on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you strongly disagree, and 10 means you strongly agree. The first one, the government should not be able to discriminate against anyone.
A strong 10.
Okay. Everyone deserves the chance to thrive no matter their cultural background or place of birth.
10.
We need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants.
10.
It is important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender-affirming care.
1.
And everyone, regardless of gender or sexuality, should have the freedom to marry who they choose.
2.
Okay.
No, 5. 5.
we need to protect everyone's fundamental freedom to have an abortion?
Fundamental freedom to kill a baby? Two.
With, okay. Children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent?
10.
It is important to protect the most vulnerable members of society from discrimination?
10.
And it's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups?
10.
Okay. And here's a short statement about Prop 1. The New York State Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment to New York State Constitution that closes loopholes and protects against the attacks we're seeing across the country. At a moment in time when we are seeing state governments and courts rights backwards, this proposal solidifies protections within our state constitution. This amendment would add a layer of protection for New Yorkers. Explicitly prohibiting discrimination based on a person's ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including their sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy and pregnancy outcomes, reproductive health care, and autonomy. Hearing this, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you on the side?
Anything regarding religion? So, or they just think about the underwear and the down below the belt? Nothing about religion, no?
Well, I don't know about religion. I don't know. I'm not told, so that I won't influence with your opinions. But the question says, hearing this, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment? Or are you undecided? Or would you not vote?
Undecided.
Okay. But if you had to choose, how would you vote? Yes, no, will not vote.
Most probably yes. It is regarding discrimination, I'm all for it, but not singling out different groups.
Okay. Over the course of a survey, sometimes things change. It's okay if your answer did not change, but once again, as you may know, there will be elections for President, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
Certain to what?
Okay. Now, which of the following statements do you find more convincing, even if neither is exactly right? And is that much more convincing or somewhat more convincing? Statement A. This amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into our Constitution. It would strip parents of their rights to make decisions for their children and allow kids to get permanent sex change operations without their parents' consent. This amendment also has special protections based on national origin, which would make it easier for illegal immigrants to get handouts. Statements B. These claims are false and just not credible. In New York, parental consent is required for minors to receive gender-affirming care, and this amendment does not change that. The protections in this amendment have nothing to do with our country's asylum or immigration laws. They are simply about closing loopholes in the state constitution to make sure that all people are protected against discrimination from the government, no matter their race or ethnicity. Here are the options. Statement A, much more. Statement A, somewhat more. Statement B, somewhat more. Statement B, much more. Don't know.
Don't know. I have to read the amendment.
Okay. Next, I am going to read you some things that some people have said are motivating reasons to vote in favor of Prop 1. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means you think this extremely motivated reason to vote in favor of Prop 1. 5 means it makes you think this somewhat motivating, and 0 means you do not think it is motivating at all. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The government is supposed to work for the people, not discriminate against its citizens. By putting these protections directly into our state constitution, we are holding all elected politicians accountable to the standard of equal protection for all. Here in New York, there is no room for elected leaders and government officials using their position of power to take advantage of and discriminate against New Yorkers.
Is that a question or you want my output?
You need to rate it from 0 to 10.
You're asking me if I'm agreeing with that? Because I think the politicians in New York are corrupt. I'm agreeing with their statement, but I don't think the politicians in New York are good. So what are you asking me? Am I okay with the prop or no. Am I okay with the politician?
Again, I am going to read you some things that some people have said are motivating reasons to vote in favor of Prop 1. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means you think this is extremely motivated reason to vote in favor of Prop 1. 5 means it makes you think this is somewhat motivated. And 0 means you do not think it is motivating a lot at all.
Again, I don't know the whole thing about Prop 1. You are asking me the question to comment on it.
Right now I am reading you some things that some people have said are motivating reasons to vote in favor of Prop 1. And you must rate on a scale of 0 to 10.
If I don't know what is in Prop 1, how can I be more motivated or less motivated? I don't know what is in there. I have to read the whole thing. Not just one sentence.
Right now? Okay. Yeah, but right now, I am going to read you some things that some people have said are motivated and written to vote in favor of Prop 1. The first one is, the government is supposed to work for the people, not discriminate against its citizens. By putting these protections directly into our state constitution, we are holding all elected politicians accountable to the standard of equal protection for all. Here in New York, there is no room for elected leaders and government officials using their position of power to take advantage of and discriminate against New Yorkers. How would you rate it on a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
All right, the second one is, since Roe v. Wade was overturned, abortion has been under attack from anti-abortion extremists across the country. Right here in New York, there have been 74 bills in the last few years trying to restrict abortion access in the state. Now more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can to protect the right to abortion in our state. So we don't leave it up to the whims of out-of-touch politicians who could easily roll back our abortion rights in the future. Protecting the right to abortion in the New York Constitution is the permanent layer of protection that's needed to stop
that from happening?
I'm a lot motivated. I'm number 10 to work against it.
All right. The next one, it says, right now, the New York Constitution has loopholes that leave many New Yorkers unprotected. For example, is that not adequately protect the right to abortion, does not protect the rights of older New Yorkers, and does not protect the rights of those with disabilities? This amendment will close those loopholes and make sure that ALL New Yorkers are covered and cannot be discriminated against by the government. Okay. The next one.
You know, the questions are sneaky, that the answer could be two different kind of an answer with the same yes or no. They're pushing, they want to push a law, which I'm against adding any laws, but they're trying to stick it in. And they say it's anti-discrimination. There is no discrimination. I'm a foreigner and there is no discrimination in this country. Motherfucker politician. How much more do I have to wait?
Yeah, we have completed 80% out of 100, so we are almost there.
I have to leave in the next few minutes.
Okay, so I'm going to go as fast as I can. So I'm going to read you the next statement, and it says, extremist politicians have drafted a plan to enact nationwide policies if they came into power in this election, which would impose their white nationalist agenda on our state. They want to make it harder to get an abortion, threaten the legality of same-sex marriage, discriminate against trans people, and eliminate equity and civil rights initiatives. It is vital that we protect this right in New York to protect the status quo no matter what happens in November.
One.
Just to confirm, you said one?
Yeah. Because it's a lie. We have all the rights in the world that we want. If the people move to another country, they realize that how good is this country.
All right, moving on. Sometimes over the course of a survey, things change. It is okay if they did not. But once again, here's the text of Prop 1, an amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. Add certain protections to the State Bill of Rights. Add anti-discrimination provisions to the state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts these protections against discrimination in New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Yes.
All right, moving on. After reading all of this information, are you more or less likely to go vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, state, and local offices and ballot issues than you were at the start of this survey? And is that somewhat or much more or less likely? So the options are much more likely, somewhat more likely, no chance, somewhat less likely, or much less likely.
No chance.
All right, moving on.
There's no change or no chance.
Okay.
You meant no change, right?
Excuse me?
You said no chance. No change or no chance.
You want me to read you the options again?
No, no. You said no chance. It was no change, right?
Yeah, no change. Yes.
Yeah. You said no chance.
Okay. All right. Next one. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means you're not at all motivated, and a 10 means you're extremely motivated.
Okay, what's the question?
Yeah. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated, and a 10 means you're extremely motivated?
10.
Next one. Do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
Or straight.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18? Yes? No?
Yes.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Republican.
Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Republican?
Very strong.
I'm sorry, could you please repeat that?
A strong.
Okay. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled?
Retired.
Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
$250,000.
I'm sorry, could you please repeat that?
$250,000.
Just to confirm, you said 250,000, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.